From the DLC Media News Center, this is Fumidity, a weekly public affairs program produced by the DLC Media News Center. My name's Landon Kleindorfer. With me, I have the Wabash Valley Roadrunners board member, one of the board members, that is, Jade Scott. And Jade, I appreciate you coming on.
Good morning.
So go ahead and just kind of tell me what this group is and what it is that you guys do for the community.
Yeah, sure. Wabash Valley Roadrunners, we are a community organization. We are here to encourage a healthy lifestyle for anyone and everyone who wants to walk, run, combo walk, any age. We do it all. We don't, you know, we don't just specifically cater to runners. We have a lot of walkers in our community as well, but we are an organization that everybody's a volunteer. No, this is a non-paid organization, so everyone's putting their blood, sweat, and tears into it on their own time. But we put on races throughout the year. We put on some pop-up events. We do a lot of different things to not only provide events for people in the community, but also to give back to the community as well.
How long has this organization been running?
Decades. I don't know the exact year, but a lot of our races, like one of our races coming up in just a couple days, this will be the 34th year. So that's not... I know it's been going on longer than that, but I can guarantee more than 30 years.
And what was it that brought you into joining the Roadrunners?
So a friend actually introduced me to something specific to the Wabash Valley Roadrunners, and that is a program called Trained in Terre Haute. And it is a way for people, even if they've never even walked or run a mile in their life, it is a training program that will get you to running or walking a half marathon in about 13 weeks. And so close to a decade ago, friend got me into it and I've never looked back. And I'm still here.
So what is that process? I mean, you're talking about getting ready for any sort of long distance running like that quickly.
Yeah. Trained in Terre Haute is actually, we have an informational meeting coming up for Trained in Terre Haute on the 14th of November. Just go to WVRR.org and all of the information is there. But it kicks off in January and it is a program where you get this handy, it's a digital pamphlet now, but it used to be a physical book that we would hand out, and it details every step of the way, how many miles you should be doing, what you should be doing, the intensity of how you should be doing it. And it's broken up into a 13-week schedule, and the original program was created to prepare you for the Indy Mini Half Marathon in May, but many people don't want to do just that, so any spring or early summer half marathon, this will prepare you for it. But the success rate is incredible. I think it's over 90%. If you start out, even if you have done 0 miles in your life, I believe it is over a 90% success rate that you will finish that half marathon. And we have different groups and coaches to go with it. So if you're in the walkers, you've got your walker group and coaches to go with it. And then you've got your beginners, intermediate, and then even an advanced group if they're looking to really shave off some time and go for a PR or something like that. We've got people qualifying for Boston. So we meet you wherever you're at. You want to just do it for the first time ever, we've got you covered. If you're looking to improve, you're just looking to join a community and have some fun with it, we meet you wherever you're at.
So talking about the Roadrunners as a club, I mean, this is obviously a group of people who have signed up. You mentioned they're volunteer people, but if you're wanting to participate in these activities, you don't have to be a member, correct?
No, you don't. So we put on 6 races a year, and you're not required to be a Roadrunner member to race in those races we put on. The Trained in Terre Haute program actually is built where once you sign up to become a member, that Trained in Terre Haute program is included in it. So for that, I think it's $35 for individuals and a $50 fee for families. Once you become a member, that Trained in Terre Haute program is included. But for the individual races that we put on throughout the year, I mean, becoming a member is great because you get a discount, but you don't have to be a member to do the races.
So what sort of events have you guys already done this year?
Already. So we do 6 races a year. We have the Swamp Stomp in April, and then we have the Mile on July 4th every year. The Twilight River Run is at the end of July. Then we just did our half marathon in September. We did that locally here down starting at Ivy Tech. And then the race coming up is Fall Classic. Not this, not Saturday, but next Saturday. So in about a week. And then after that, it's Christmas in the Park the first weekend in December. So those are our six races that we do.
A little bit chilly to be doing those running events
and
as well.
And you mentioned chili. We serve chili at our Fall Classic race.
So it's going to be a little bit, we'll warm you up just a little bit at least.
Yes. And not only am I a board member, but I'm also the race director for the Fall Classic race coming up.
So what does that job entail?
Everything and anything. I'm the one running around like a crazy person the day of the race. But no, that means I am gathering our volunteers. I'm getting the supplies. I'm making sure that we getting it to our marketing team to get it out to the community to get people registered, stuffing packets to get those ready. And then day of race, just making sure everything moves smoothly. But I've got an incredible team behind me. We all work behind the scenes. My fellow board members, I've got volunteers who come out and work for me every single year that I can always count on. So it's not a one person job. It's a whole community of us.
So speaking about the crew, I mean, what goes into the setup for one of these races, and how many people typically does it take to try and get one of these off the ground?
So for my race in particular, it's enclosed in Hawthorne Park. So we at least don't have to worry about shutting down any roads for safety precautions. Like our half marathon, we're dealing with local law enforcement as well. And that's a bigger course. You're looking at 13.1 miles. So for a bigger race, you could have up to 50 people, including volunteers and behind the scenes. For mine, I mean, at least 30 to 40 people have a hand in every race, I think, because I've got wonderful volunteers who will go out with spray paint and mark the trails for me. I've got people who will, pick up things for me, preparing the chili and just helping, with every aspect of the race that goes on.
So coming up, you said that you've got, those two winter races. Which one was it that you said that you are?
Fall Classic.
The Fall Classic.
On Saturday, November 11th.
And that will be run, you said, at Hawthorne?
At Hawthorne Park, yeah. It's a 10K, which is 6.1 miles, run or walk. We also have a 1 mile option for any age, run or walk, that we do before the 10K kicks off. So.
And if I want to sign up for that race, where do I go?
Deadline to register online to be guaranteed a shirt is Sunday at 11:59.
Okay.
Now, if you miss that deadline, you can still register day of, the morning of. It's just, you're not guaranteed a shirt. It's first come, first serve.
So. I mean, what's the point if you can't say that you did it with the shirt on?
You got to get
shirt,
yeah.
And so I completely understand.
Yeah.
So take me through. I mean, you obviously have a passion for this type of a thing. So for you personally, what have been some of the things that you've enjoyed about being part of this club?
It's really a community. We were just talking about this. Our board members, they talk about how some of their closest friends are people they met simply because they showed up to do Trained in Terre Haute or just becoming a member. You can be out and about, and even if you don't know somebody by name, you know their face. You know them because you see them all the time. So just having this community, because sometimes when you're out running or walking by yourself, it gets a little lonely. So we want to create this environment where it doesn't matter where you're at, how fast you are, how competitive you are. It's a community that just, it encourages overall health and wellness, not just physically, but mentally as well, because for a perfect example, when COVID hit and everything shut down, we were still able to check in on everybody and make sure that we're getting out and staying safe, but getting that exercise as well. And it helps out mentally as well. And I joined because of a friend. I have brought other friends into it as well, whether they still love me or hate me for it, I'm not sure. I've ran a marathon because of joining this group. I don't know if I'll ever do it again, but I did it. And forced my mother into it as well. And so now I get to, I get to share that with her and we get to spend time doing that as well. So it's just the one word that I will always say is it's community. It is a community organization.
How large is the organization?
Hundreds of members. Routinely every race we do, we're looking at 150 to 200 people registering routinely. We obviously have people coming from out of town. We've had people come from different states before, because people do like to check off different states when they're running half marathons, especially. But I would probably say anywhere between 350 to 500 members every year. You know, they may not be involved in every single aspect of the organization, but yeah.
And so, you know, with you being in part of this club for the time that you have, where do you want to see this group go? I mean, as far as evolving around the Wabash Valley.
We, of course, want to grow our base events that we do, the six races we do every year. But we are looking to get back to the height of the community involvement that was pre-COVID. We would have weekly meetups and fun runs and things like that. In particular, we are looking to do some fundraising events to raise money to put an additional water fountain on the trail here in Terre Haute. Years ago, it was actually before my time, but they raised money to install the water fountain at the trailhead there at Blakely. So we're just looking to add additional water stops because, you know, some people don't want to carry water with them when they're out running. So having that not only for those of us who are walking or running, but even people who are walking their dogs, you know, out with their families, just having that accessible water throughout the entirety of the trail system in Terre Haute and Vigo County. So we're really just looking to ensure that we are getting back to that really intentional community gatherings that we used to do before COVID. So that's what we're looking to do, especially going into 2024. And we would really like to grow our Train in Terre Haute program back up as well.
So going back to your part with this group, I mean, annually, I mean, how much does this take from your regular day? I mean, like you said, you're just a volunteer, but you know, you're trying to raise money for this group and you're trying to set up for these six races. But what does that mean for you on a regular basis?
On a regular basis, I mean, it's a monthly commitment that we, all of us board members, are putting in, but it's something that we enjoy. So you don't really notice how much time is going into it. As a race director, obviously, when it's closer to race time, you're putting in a heck of a lot more time. But because I am a board member, I am involved with every single race that we do. So going into the race, you know, just making sure that the race director has everything they need. You know, I try to be at every one of our races to help set up and tear down. You know, we have a big arch and finish line, start and finish line. I mean, many hours, but we wouldn't all still be doing it if we didn't enjoy it. So we don't really tally up how much time we put into it at the end of the day. You know, we do it because we love it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, our volunteers come back year after year because they enjoy doing it as well. I mean, you have to really enjoy it for my volunteers to be out there. Like last year, 2022 Fall Classic, it snowed.
Mm-hmm.
Morning of my race. It was beautiful. Kind of put a damper on things when you're standing out there in the wet snow. But they're there. They're standing out there for hours, cheering everyone on. So you've got to love it to continue to come back to do that.
Right. I mean, you guys have two more races left in this year. And,
yes,
you know, we were looking at the temperature earlier today. 32 was the real feel. So, I mean, you know, we're hoping for a little bit of a warm up.
I would take 32 and sunny.
Races. But yeah, as long as the sun's out, I mean, everything's good to go.
Mother Nature is going to do what Mother Nature does. I hope not to have snow again, but you know, we'll be there no matter what. Other than because of COVID reasons, the amount of the years I have been with the Roadrunners, we've never canceled a race. Has it happened? Probably, but for safety reasons. But we'll be out there, rain, snow, sunshine.
I'm sure in 30 plus, 40 plus years, there's probably has been some sort of cancellation.
So. I would think so.
Impressive to be able to not have those issues. Knock on wood, obviously, but that's got to be pretty beneficial to know that you guys have consistently been
running
those
and
races.
Just thinking, I off the top of my head, in 2020, I think we only had to cancel our April race. So I believe so. So
final thing, final thought, even for those people that aren't members, there's obviously people every day that are trying to get into some sort of cardio activity, whether it be jogging, walking, running. What would you say as far as advice to get those people a little bit more motivated or an easy way to ingrain them into that sphere?
Honestly, joining Trained in Terre Haute is crucial. There are so many people who are now longtime members of this organization who I know started out through Trained in Terre Haute. And even if you aren't looking to do a half marathon in the spring, going out and trying to become a walker or a runner on your own sounds challenging. But having a group of people you know you can always count on those scheduled run or walk days, it's going to make it so much easier. You know, people say going to the gym is hard, but when you go with people you're friends with, it's that much easier. It's no different than that. You know, being out there on the roads in January sounds crazy. I know it does. I had that same reaction when I signed up for Trained in Terre Haute, and they said, oh yeah, training starts, for example, January 13th. And I said, what? We're going to be out there in January on the road? But it's beautiful out there. You're surrounded by people smiling, saying hi, telling you good morning. And the next thing you know, you're done and you're ready to add on another mile the next week. And that's the beauty of Trained in Terre Haute. You start from day one and then you just add a little bit every single week. So say you start at 1 mile on the first week, then you do 2 miles and then you do three. So it's not like you're going from 0 to 100. You're just slowly building up every single week, and that's why it's more sustainable. So do Trained in Terre Haute. If you can't come out to the informational meeting on November 14th, go to our website. There's a specific page dedicated to Trained in Terre Haute under our training programs tab, and it explains everything that comes with Trained in Terre Haute. And you get the virtual, you know, training guide so that if you can't always make it to the in-person meetings, you know exactly what you need to do by yourself or with other people. And then once you get into this community, we really don't let you go. We keep a hold of you. We make sure you get the support you need. And then we want to see you year after year. And even if 1 year you kind of fall off the wagon, and like, for example, this year, I haven't been great at being consistent at running, but I'm still going to show up because I know it works. So I know by next year I'll be running half marathons again.
All righty. Thank you very much, Jade Scott, with the Wabash Valley Road Runners. This has been a Focus on the Community produced by the DLC Media News Center. This program is broadcast Saturday morning at 6 a.m. on 104.9 WAXI and at 7 a.m. on WAMB The Breeze, 11:30 a.m., 106.9 and 99.5 FM. And on Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 105.5 The Legend and at 7 a.m. on 92.7 The Rock, WFMB. For a replay of this program or any past programs, go to any of our station's websites. Thank you for listening to Focus on the Community. My name's Landon Kleindorfer.